plate a potential nugget.
A related theme you talk about, Alyssa, is, and I like the phrase you use, you say that stress is the child of a startup and depression is the child of stress. Once again, it's probably one of those topics where, you know, the need exists or the phenomenon exists, but it's sort of the elephant in the room that often nobody talks about. Can you talk a little bit about this and, you know, what founders should watch out for and when they should seek help if they're in that zone?
Yes. So there's so much to say about this. I would just say that startups are extreme work environments, and you have to be aware of that when you're getting yourself into it as a founder. The second thing is that founders are 30% more likely than their counterparts to experience depression and anxiety in general, you know, not even other companies, in general. And so that is also just very difficult to be aware of. So when you're going through the experience of the extreme work environment that a startup is, and you're going through all the ups and downs, many founders say to me, I knew there'd be ups and downs, but I didn't realize that they would be in the span of 5 minutes or even run on top of each other, which is so true. Then you have to kind of have the wherewithal to handle it. So first of all, you absolutely should have routines that help you. So it might be a mindfulness routine in the morning. It might be like funny movies in the morning. It might be meditation. It might be fitness, whatever it is. You definitely have to have also some stress reducing mechanisms like fitness, like hobbies, like friends to, you know, just make yourself feel good and step away from the work. And then you absolutely should have a team around you. Maybe a coach like me, maybe a therapist, maybe just a CEO group to help you deal with the inevitable ups and downs so they don't turn into serious cases of depression and anxiety.
I asked a similar question to Hari and Sanjeev, the authors of the book From Pony to Unicorn. Here's a related perspective from Hari.
So I think some founders, you know, have, you know, self-aware founders have resorted to stuff like yoga, taking, you know, social media breaks, and stuff like that, or even sometimes actually consulting psychiatrists. I've seen some founders actually reaching out for help specifically to psychiatrists and dealing with some of the troubles that they're facing. But I think it's just important for a founder to be able to talk very freely to a set of close friends. I think the best stress buster that you can have is a loving family, or a bunch of trusting friends, trustworthy friends who you can speak to without, you know, them judging you. Because I think the founders are going through some really, you know, difficult issues. They might be struggling with valuations. They may be struggling with investors not trusting them, you know, struggling with raising money for the next round, what to do. They might be running out of cash. So I think these problems are extremely, extremely difficult to deal with, both from a physical and mental perspective. So I think having a loving family and having a set of friends who they can talk to can be a good stress buster. I've seen some people, I told you, visit, you know, you do yoga camps, art of living stuff, and even talking to psychiatrists in extreme cases. And many of them, of course, also are very, very focused on doing physical exercises. You know, very, very, you know, cycling, some of them might do. Some of them would be, you know, doing swimming. I don't know how effective all of these physical exercises are, but I'm assuming that to some extent, they can keep you fit, you know, a sound mind and a sound body, as they say. So I've seen some of them doing this as well.
When it comes to managing the health, I see that founders often fall into the trap of being too busy driving the car and not having enough time to fill petrol. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how the story would finish. Thank you for listening.